Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman. Le'iloi Nishmas Chaim Menachem Aaron Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
Yuma Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara is discussing the stira and the braisas, which was brought in Yud Aleph from Yud Beis. One braisa held that a beis hakneses is matam binigoyim, even though the pasuk says bo asher loy habayis. Nevertheless, a Beis HaKnesses is included, and it's Nisrabe from the Pasuk of Eretz Achuzaschem. That includes a Beis HaShutvim and a Beis HaKnesses. And later the Gemara brings a Braisa that says, Batei Kinesiois, Batei Midrashois are not Matama B'negoyim, because the Pasuk says, Ubo Asher Loi Abayis, Yosu Eilu She'en Miuchadim Loi. Earlier on, the Gemara wanted to say that it's totally in the Machlokes of Meir and Rabbanon about whether a Beis HaKnesses is Mechuyiv in Mezuzah or not. The Rishonim over there, the Ritva and others, say, Ma Inni Negoyim Eitzel Mezuzah? What's the Gemara's comparison from Negoyim to Mezuzah? And the Ritva says they're totally in the same Shiloh. By Mezuzah it says, Al Mezuzah is Beisecho. And by Negoyim it says, Ubo Asher Loi Habayis. And the Shiloh is the same Shiloh. A Beis HaKnesses, is that considered Miyuchad Loi? Could that be included in Ubo Asher Loi Habayis or Beis Echo? It's totally in the same Shaila. Now at the top of Yud Beis Amid Aleph, the Gemara wants to say a different Teretz. Hodik Krochim, Hodik Kforim. Toisus explains, Dibur Maskul Hodik Krochim, Hodik Kforim, that both of the Braises are going according to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon who said that Legabi Mezuzah, Beis HaKnesses is Potter. And the Gemara wants to say, when did the Chachamim pater from Mezuzah? That's only by a krach. And therefore, as far as Negoim as well, a Beis HaKnesses in a krach will not be mitama b'negoim. But Hodik Kfarim, a kfar, will be mechuyiv in Mezuzah, and therefore, it will also be mitama b'negoim. Rashi explains that a krach ain't lo baila miyuchadim, since everyone davens there, in this mokim of shvokim, it's open to the public, there it will not be considered loy, and therefore it will be potter from Mezuzah and not be metama b'negoyim. Whereas b'kvar, Rashi says, kol b'ilav nikarim. It's clear who exactly has a share in this base knesses, so therefore it's the same as a base shutfin, and it will be metama b'negoyim and be mechuyiv in Mezuzah. On this, the Gemara asks from a different braisa. The braisa says, achuzaschem metama b'negoyim ve'en Yerushalayim metama b'negoyim. The shita of the Tanakhama is that nowhere in Yerushalayim are negoyim metama. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ani lo yishmat yelo mokam mikdash bolvad." Only in the Beis Hamikdash, Negoim are not metame, but the rest of Yerushalayim, Negoim are metame. And from this, the Gemara is medayik that Yerushalayim is a krach, and still Rabbi Yehuda only says, as far as the Beis Hamikdash, that a nega is not metame. That would be mashma that a bati knesiyos and bati medrashos in Yerushalayim would be metame b'negoim. Tosfos at the end of Dibur Maschil Hodik Krochim Hodik Kfarim explains that in general, Rabbi Yehuda is the Blar Plukta of Remeir, so the man the Omer before, who argued on Remeir about the Chiyuv Mezuzah in the Beis Knesses, that Mestama was Rabbi Yehuda. So you see, even according to that Shita of the Chachamim, which is Rabbi Yehuda, even in the Yerushalayim, which was a Krach, there is Tumas Negoim. On this, the Gemara answers, Eimo, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ani Lo Shemati Al Mokim Mekudosh Bilvad, not Mokim Mikdosh, rather Mokim Mekudosh, which includes as well Bati Gnesiyos and Bati Medrashos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, in a place like Yerushalayim, which was a krach, Bati Kinesiyos and Bati Medrashos were not Metama B'negoyim. So we can go back to the terrace of Hodik Krochim and Hodik Kfarim. Now in the Havmin of the Gemara, before we change the Yehuda from Mokon Mikdosh to Mokon Mikudosh, so the Machlokes, the Tanakhama and the Yehuda was about the rest of Yerushalayim. The Tanakhama held that the entire Yerushalayim was not Metama B'negoyim, and this is not because of the Svara that we need Mokon HaMiyuchad Loi, for a different reason, because it wasn't Achuzaschem. On that, Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says that Yerushalayim is called Achuzaschem, and only Mokom HaMikdosh is Potter. Now, the Gemara does not explain what is the Machlokes about the rest of Yerushalayim until we get to the Maskona, after Rabbi Yehuda was changed from Mokom HaMikdosh to Mokom HaMikudosh. And it would seem that there's Machlokes Rishonim. How did the Gemara originally understand the Machlokes of Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? Taisus, the Baram Taisus, the Ber Maschel, Ben Maikom Miflegi. Taisus explains that the Gemara is Meduyuk, that only the Maskona, only after we change Pshat from Rabbi Yehuda from Mokom Mikdosh to Mokom Mekudosh, is the Machlokes about Yerushalayim, whether Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim or not Nischalik L'Shvatim. But it seems like originally there was a different way to understand the Pshat and the Machlokes. So Tosfos explains that originally we understood the Tanakhama, why Yerushalayim is not called Achuzaschem, not because it wasn't Nischalik L'Shvatim, rather since it was Kodosh for Achilas Kodshe Kalam and Meiser Sheni, that Kedusha makes it Meyuchad L'Kodshe Gevoya, and it's Nismayit from Achuzaschem. It's a place that's not given over as an estate for private use for the Shvatim, rather it's a place where Kodshim are eaten for the Tzorech of Gevoya. On that Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that only the Mokom HaMikdosh, which was Machne Shechina, which was used for Achilles Kodshe Kodshim, that will not be included in Achuz Aschem. But the rest of Yerushalayim would be included in Achuz Aschem. However, once the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda does not mean Mokom Mikdosh, rather Mokom Mikudosh, that would be mashma that the reason of the Tanakhama, which makes it not Achuz Aschem, has nothing to do with Kedusha. Because if according to the Tanakhama also it's based on Kedusha, Rabbi Yehuda should not have said that Lashon, that it's totally in Mokom Mikudosh. The Tanakhama is also maskim that it's totally in the Kedusha. So here the Gemara has to say a new pshat in the Machlokes, that according to the Tanakhama, Yerushalayim was not Nischalik L'Shvatim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it was Nischalik L'Shvatim. Rashi, on the other hand, seems to say not like Tosfos. Rashi, right away, when the Braisa is brought down, even before the Gemara changes Rabbi Yehuda to Mokom Mikudosh, Rashi explains the Machlokes is whether Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim or not. Rashi says that according to the Tanakhama, it's not called Achuza because Lo Nischalik L'Shvatim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda says, Ani Lo Shamati, Rashi says, because it was Nischalik L'Shvatim. And therefore, only Mokom Mikdosh Bilvad, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was not Netamim Ben Goyim. And here Rashi has to explain, why is Mokom Mikdosh different than the rest of Yerushalayim? Rashi and Divrei Maschil, Ela Mokom Mikdosh Bilvad, Rashi was bothered by the Kasha, which the Tosfos HaRosh and the Tosfos Rishonim spell out clearly, that if Rabbi Yehuda holds Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim, like the Manda Omer and the Braisa, which the Gemara brings later, that says clearly which parts of Harabayis and the Beis HaMikdosh were Bechalko Yishal Yehuda, and which parts were Bechalko Yishal Binyamin, so that Tana holds that not only was Yerushalayim Nischalik L'Shvatim, even the Mokom Mikdosh itself was Nischalik L'Shvatim. So why should Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Mokom Mikdosh itself was not Metama Bin Egoim? And Rashi says that even though originally it was Nischalik L'Shvatim, but Kishekone David es Goyrin Me'aravn Hayavusi Gova HaKesef Mikol Shevet V'Shevet. David HaMelech collected the money from each and every Shevet, and therefore Mokom HaMikdosh was actually owned by all the Shvatim together. Now the Tosfos HaRosh quotes Rashi's Teretz, and he says, Ha'lesa, it can't be. The Tosfos HaRosh says, Aravn HaYavusi did not have a chilik in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Yavusi. And what happened was that Eretz Yisrael was already divided to all the Shvatim, included the area which eventually would be the Mokom HaMikdosh, even though that was not yet conquered from Aravn HaYavusi. And eventually, instead of conquering it by war, they bought the land off of Aravn HaYavusi, and they collected the money from all the Shvatim in order to buy it. And the moment they bought it, it really would belong to Shevet Yehuda and Binyamin, who got it as part of their goyrel. Buying it off of a Ravna Yevusi would not change whose nachla it was. Buying it was only the kibush. So how did it become the property of all the Shvatim? The Chaznish as well, in Simon Kuf Chav Vav, Sifkot and Ches, he brings Rashi and he's mayrich about the inyonim of the goyrel and the kibush. And he says, like that's similar to the Tosfos HaRosh, that the reason they paid for it from the money of all of Klal Yisrael is because they wanted all of Klal Yisrael to have a share in the kibush. Buying it was the form of kibush, but it had nothing to do with redividing it as the nachla of the rest of the Shvatim. And therefore, the Tosfos Rishonim and the Tosfos HaRosh say a different pshat. They say that the Gemara understood b'shitas Rabbi Yehuda that even though it was originally divided, the Mokom HaMikdosh, but they quote a medrash that says that originally, by the division of Eretz Yisrael, they were not chaylik doishna shal Yerichoi. Certain land in the area of Yerichoi, they did not give to any shevet, and they kept it litla lemisha yehei beis hamikdash boni bechelkoi. They hadn't known at the point where the beis hamikdash was going to be built, and they kept doishna shal Yerichoi to give it in place of the area which eventually would be designated as the Mokom HaMikdosh. So that shevet would be compensated with doishna shal Yerichoi. And therefore, the Mokom HaMikdosh eventually was redivided to the rest of Klal Yisrael, because doishna shal Yerichoi was given in place to the shevet who originally got it. Al-Khoponim, we have three Mahalchim to understand what originally the Gemara held is the Machoikis, the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda, whether Yushalayim was Matam ben Goyim or not. Taisa says that according to the Tanakama, it was not Matam ben Goyim because it wasn't Achuzaschem. Since it was Kodesh for Achilas Kodshim, that makes it no longer Achuzaschem. And Rabbi Huda held only the Makam HaMikdosh, which was for Achilas Kodshim, was excluded from Achuzaschem. Rashi understands that we knew all along the machlokes about Yerushalayim was whether it was neschalik l'shvatim or not, and the reason Rabbi Yehuda said that Mokom Migdosh cannot be matam b'negoyim is because it was bought with the money of all of Klal Yisrael. The Tosfos Hashanim and the Tosfos Harosh learned similar to Rashi that we knew all along, according to the Tanakama, Yerushalayim was not neschalik l'shvatim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda it was. And the reason why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Mokom HaMikdosh was not Matam B'negoyim is because it was redivided in exchange for the Doshna Shal Yerichai. Now in Rashi, and the Tosfos Hashanim and Tosfos Harosh, it's not mefurish what exactly is the Makor to be remind Mokom HaMikdosh. Is it also learned from the Pasuk of Achuzaschem, just like the Tanakhama learned from there to be remind the entire Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda also learned from there to be remind Mokom HaMikdosh? The fact that it would be owned by the whole Klal Yisrael, either by buying it, or according to the Tosfos Hashanim or Tosfos Harosh, by the redivision, is that also not Achuzaschem? Or perhaps it's for a different reason, maybe because it's not Meyuchad Loi. The same way the Gemara originally understood, as far as Batei Knesiyos, that sad to say why it should be Potter, is because it wasn't Meyuchad for one person, or for one Shutfis, maybe that's the reason as well, to be Memayit Makom HaMikdosh, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, according to Rashi, that it was divided in the Chalukah Sa'aretz, just afterwards the rest of Klal Yisrael all bought it with their money, perhaps we can say that this really is Achuzaschem. Anything that was divided originally was given over as an estate to one Shevet that is called Achuzaschem, and the fact that they all bought it afterwards, maybe that is not Nismait from Achuzaschem, rather it's Nismait because it's not Meyuchad Loi. It's owned by the entire Klal Yisrael. Whereas according to the Tosfos Hashanim and Tosfos Harosh, that the Mokom HaMikdosh was exchanged for Doshnei Shal Yerichai, then perhaps Mokom HaMikdosh got a status of a place which was not Nischalik L'Shvatim Bechlal, and then it would be Nismait from Achuzaschem. And if so, the Machlokes of Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda is what exactly was Nismait from Achuzaschem. According to the Tanakama, the entire Yerushalayim was not Achuzaschem, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, only the Mokom HaMikdosh was not Achuzaschem. Whereas according to Rashi, perhaps Rabbi Yehuda is a whole different limud. He says from Achuzaschem, neither Yerushalayim or Mokom HaMikdosh were Nismait. However, since the Mokom HaMikdosh was bought eventually later with the money of all of Klal Yisrael, it would be Nismait that it's not a Mokom HaMiyuchad Loi. Now this is all in the Havamina that Rabbi Yehuda says, Ani lo shemati el Mokom HaMikdosh. What about Lamaskono? After the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda means Mokom HaMikdosh, which includes Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos as well, that the Nam Matam HaBinagoyim. So what exactly is the Geder? Why are they Nismait? So the Ritva says that they're Nismait because of the fact that they have Kedusha. Mokom HaKodesh itself is a reason not to be Matam HaBinagoyim. And therefore it includes Batei Knesiyos, like the Ritva says, because they're also called a Mikdosh Ma'at. Anything which has a Kedusha cannot be Matam HaBinagoyim. So it's not because of Achuzaschem, and not because it's not Meyuchad Loi, it's for a third reason. Because it's a Mokom HaKodesh. That's how the Ritva learns. And it would seem that the Ritva is very shver. Because the Gemara is bringing in this Machlekes to Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda to explain the Braises earlier, where one Braise says that it's Nismait from because it's not Meyuchad Loi, and the Gemara wanted to say that's by a Krach. There, it cannot be Matam HaBinagoyim because it's not Meyuchad Loi. And the Gemara brought in Rabbi Yehuda, and it would seem the Gemara wants this Tana to fit with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. And according to what the Gemara is saying now, B'das Ritva, the reason why it's not Matam HaBinagoyim, because it's not Mokom HaKodesh, that cannot fit with this Tana. This Tana said clearly that it's Nismait because it's not Meyuchad Loi. So that Tana is not Rabbi Yehuda. The whole Gemara is trying to understand what's called Meyuchad Loi and what's not. The Gemara wanted to be Mechalik between a Krach and a Kfar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Miyat is because of the Kedusha, Pashas, there should be no Chilik between a Beis Knesses and a Krach and a Beis Knesses and a Kfar. They would have the same Kedusha. Both of them are of Mikdash Ma'at. So how could the Gemara bring Shitas Rabbi Yehuda to explain the Braisa? And there are other Rishonim who argue on this Ritva, and they say that even though Mokom HaMikdosh includes Batei Knesiyos, but the Geder Adin is nothing to do with the Kedusha. The Tosfos Vialovan says that Rabbi Yehuda spoke about Makam HaMikdash and about Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos because they both learn from the same Mi'at. They're both not Bayis HaMiyuchad Loy. So the Lashon Makam HaMikdash includes both of them, but the reason why they cannot be Matam is not because of the Kedusha, it's because both of them are not Miyuchad Loy. Rabbeinu Al-Yakam as well also explains the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda that we're still going with the Chilik of Krach and Akvar. And only Beis HaKnesses and a Krach cannot be Metama. The Pasha says that Rabbeinu Yaakov means as well that we're still going with the Mi'at of not Miyuchad Loi, and that's the Chilik between a Krach and a Kfar. Not because of a new Svara that a Mokim Mekudosh cannot be Metama bin Negoyim. Now the Ritva earlier on Dafir Aleph from Adbeiz, we mentioned this on Dafir Aleph, he asks Akasha on the Gebrais over there that says that Harabayis, Lashokois, Vahazoris, all these places do not need a mezuzah. Because the Pasuk says, Bayis, Bayis Shul Choyl, Yotsu Elu Shehin Kodesh. The Braisa says that any Mokam Kodesh does not need a mezuzah. And the Rishonim over there, the Ritva as well, discusses who is that Braisa going like. It cannot fit with the Shitas Rabbanon who hold that a Lishkas for Hedron was Mechuyiv in a mezuzah. They obviously hold that even a Mokam Kodesh needs a mezuzah. And according to Rabbi Yehuda as well, the Ritva says it can't fit, because Rabbi Yehuda patterns for a different reason. He says Lishkas Perhedron does not need a mezuzah, because it was a dirosh bal korcho, dirosh bal korcho lo ishma dira. And the Ritva adds, we cannot say the Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda over there, why Lishkas Perhedron does not need a mezuzah, is not because of dirosh bal korcho, rather because it's a mokam kodesh. Because if so, there would not be shayich ha-gzeiro, shalai yomru kohen gadol chavish v'beis ha-asurim. Everyone would know the reason why it doesn't have a mezuzah, because it's a Mokam Kodesh, not because it's like a Beis HaAsurim. And the Ritva over there on Daf Yud Aleph asks that on the other hand, we do find later on in Daf Yud Beis, Er Sugya, Rabbi Yehuda holds, any Mokam HaMekudosh is not Matam Bin Egoim, and therefore the same would be, Pashtus, that it does not require a mezuzah. The Gemara compares these two dinim. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda pater the Lishkas Parhedrin because it's a Mokam HaMekudosh, it's in the Beis HaMikdash? Why do we have to come onto the Svar of Dira Bar Korcha Loishma Dira? And the Ritva says that even though the Gemara compared the Shaila of Negoim to the Shaila of Mezuzah, that's only when we said that if there's no Tumah bin Negoim because it's not Meyuchad Loi, then who adin it's not Mechuyivim Mezuzah because it's not Beischa. But after the Gemara says a different Svar in Rabbi Yehuda because it's Mokim Mekudosh, so the Ritva says that we cannot compare to Mezuzah. That Svar of Mokim Mekudosh is only Negeh by Negoim. It's mistaber that the Torah did not want to be metama benega a mokum which has kedusha, but as far as mezuzah is concerned, if anything, we'll say the opposite: a mokum that is more mekudesh, it's more mistaber that it should be mechuyev in mezuzah. And therefore, the Ritva says that Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's no metumas nega by mokum mekudesh, he does not hold that by mezuzah it's pater because it's mokum mekudesh. The Tana on Yud Aleph from Beis, who patered the Harabais and the Lashokos because it's Mekudosh, that is not Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had to pater Lishkas Parhedrin for a different reason, because Dira Bal Korcha lo Yishma Dira. Now this Ritva is Lishitasai with the Ritva in Er Sugya. That Rabbi Yehuda, when he says Mokum Mekudosh, which includes Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos, this is a new Svara, a new reason to not to be Metam Bein Goyim, not because of the Achuzaschem and not because of not Miyuchaloi. Rather, a Mokum that's Mekudosh does not have Tumas Negoyim. However, if you learn like the other Shittas of Rishonim, that when Rabbi Yehuda says Mokum Mekudosh, we're not being Mechadosh a new reason. The reason is because it's not Miyuchaloi. Just to use as a lashon of Mokum and Mekudosh to include Batei Knesiyos, because that also is not Miyuchad Loi. So there's no real makar to say that a Mokum which has Kedusha is not Matam bin Egoim. And therefore, as far as Mezuzah as well, the Tzad to Pater, according to Yehuda, a place in the Beis HaMikdash from Mezuzah would not be because of the Kedusha, rather because it wouldn't be Miyuchad Loi. And then we could say that the Lishkas Parhedrin, which for 7 days was Miyuchad for the Kohen Gadol, it would need a mezuzah. It would not have that p'tur of Beischa, l'mayit bakam she'ene miyuchad loy. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, be'etzem lishkas perhedron would have been melchuyiv in mezuzah because it was miyuchad loy. And the only reason it's not is because it was dira bal korcha. And the b'raisa on Yud Aleph from Adbeiz, which was memayit harabayis v'halashokos v'hazorois, because it was mokim kodesh, that b'raisa does not fit with Rabbi Yehuda. That must have been a different tana. So to summarize, we have three possible reasons why a place would not be Metama bin Egoim. Originally, the Gemara brought a braisa that says a mokum she'ene miyuchad lei would not be Metama. The Gemara wanted to perhaps differentiate between a Beis HaKnesses and a Krach and a Beis HaKnesses and a Kvar. In the end of the Gemara, all the way to the Maskana, we brought a raya from a Braisa that says, anytime it's in Kol Echor, Makiras Shaloi, that's not called Braisa Meyuchad Loi, and therefore even a Beis HaKnesses in the Kvar would not be Mutama bin Goyim. Then we have a second possible limud from Achuzaschem. The sheet of the Tanakhama is that the entire Yerushalayim is not Achuzaschem because it was not Nischalik Lishvatim. According to Behuda, Yerushalayim was Nischalik Lishvatim, and therefore it's not Nismayit from Achuzaschem. In the Havmin of the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda held that the Beis HaMikdash itself is not Matama bin Egoim, and there we had different pshatim why it should be Nismayit. Taisus held according to Rabbi Yehuda, also it's learned from Achuzaschem, and Rabbi Yehuda holds any mokim which is Kodesh for Achilas Kodshi Kodshim, that would be Memayit from Achuzaschem. According to Rashi, all along we knew that the Svar of Rabbi Yehuda is because it's not Nischalik L'Shvatim, and the only reason the Mokam HaMikdash itself is different is because it was bought with the money of Klal Yisrael. According to the Taisus Hashanim and the Taisus Rosh, is because it was exchanged for Doishna Shayarichoy, so Pashas there also would be Nismayit from Achuzaschem. And the Maskana of the Gemara says a different pshat in Rabbi Yehuda because it was Mokam Mekudosh. According to the Ritva, this is a new reason, this is a third Svarah, that the Kedusha is the cause for not being Mitam bin Egoim, and this third verse says would not apply to Mezuzah. This would not be a reason to pater from Mezuzah. And we said other Rishonim that held that the Maskana Mokum Kedusha of Rabbi Yehuda is not a new Svara, rather it's because it's not Meyuchad Lai. And on this we explained that the Lishkas Parhedrin would be Meyuchad Lai, there you would need a different Svara to pater it from Mezuzah. And we explained that according to these Rishonim, the Tana earlier on Yiral from Adbeiz, that says the Bote Knesses is not Metam Ben Goyim because it's not Meyuchad Loi, this could fit with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas according to the Ritva, that Rabbi Yehuda is a new reason, the Kedusha is what makes it not Metam Ben Goyim, L'chare, he cannot fit with the Braisa who gives a different reason because it's not a Mokam HaMeyuchad Loi. Now as far as the Sugyo, which discusses whether Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim or not, the Gemara says that was the Machlokes of the Tanakama and the Behuda, and the Gemara brings other Tanaim in the Braisa. There's a Braisa that says that Mahayu Bechalkei Shal Yehuda Harbayis Leshakis VaAzorais Mahayu Bechalkei Shal Binyam and Ulam Heichal Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim. That Tana clearly holds Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim, and the Tana later on, who holds in Maskirim Batim B'Yerushalayim, he holds Yerushalayim was not Nischalik L'Shvatim. Now the Brisker Rav in a Sefer Al Rambam Hilchos Beis HaBechira explains what exactly is the Yesod HaMachlokes whether Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim. And he explains, based on a Sifri in Parshas Re'ei, which asks what seems to be a stira in the Psukim, in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Hei, it says, Ki'im el ha-mokim asher yivcha Hashem elekeichem mikol shivteichem. And in Pasuk Yud Daled, it says, Ki'im ba-mokim asher yivcha Hashem ba-achad shvotecho. The first Pasuk is mashma, that the mokim ha-nivchar is a place that comes from all of the Shvatim. And in Pasuk Yudaud is mashma that it will belong to one Shevet. And the Brisker Rav explains, based on the Sifri, that according to each Manda Omar, there's a different way how to answer the Stira. The Manda Omar Yerushalayim Lo Nischalko L'Shvatim, he held that the Iker is Mikol Shifteichem, that Yerushalayim has to come from all the Shvatim. And the Pasuk Be'achad Shvatecho is referring to Mishkan Shiloh. And the Brisker Rav explains that according to this Manda Omar, Yerushalayim had to come Mikol Shifteichem. That means that in the Iker Chalukas Ha'aretz, Yerushalayim was not divided. It was the Nachla of all of the Shvatim. If it would have been given over to one Shevet, it would have been his Nachla, then if later on the rest of Klal Yisrael bought it, either like Rashi says they bought it with their money, or like Tosfos says they exchanged it for Doishna Shal Yerichoy, that would not have been a Kiyum of Mikol Shevteichem. The original Chalukas Ha'aretz gave it over to one Shevet, and any later transaction would only give the rest of the Shvatim a Kinyan moment. A Kinyan moment is not enough. The Torah was Mechayiv that the Mokom of Yerushalayim was in the Iker Nachlo belonged to all of Klal Yisrael. The Chalukas Arts originally gave it to all of them. And that's why, according to the Mount Omer Yerushalayim Lo Nischalko, it could not have been originally Nischalik and then bought back. That would not be a Kim of Mikol Shifteichem. The man, the Omer, who holds Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim, he holds that the Pasuk of Achad Shvatecho tells us that the Mokom of Yerushalayim had to be the Nachla of one Shevet. Therefore, it had to have been Nischalik originally. The Pasuk says, Mikol Shivteichem, that tells us a different din, that the Mokom HaMikdosh has to be owned by all the Shvatim. The Brisk Rav explains that din is similar to what we find at the Klisharis, the Big Day Kahuna, the Eitzim on the Mizbeach. All these things, the Gemara says, they had to be owned by all of Klal Yisrael. That, the Brisk Rav says, is Tolly and Kinyan moment. And therefore, according to Mand Amar Yushalayim, the Schalko, Lagabi the Iker Chaluka Sa'aretz, Yushalayim had to be the Nachla of one Shevet. But later on, Klal Yisrael had to have a Kinyan moment in the Mokom HaMikdash, and that was accomplished either by giving their money to Ravna Yevusi, or by exchanging the Mokom HaMikdash for Doishna Shal Yerichoy. So it comes out that there's two different Gedarim. According to the Mand Amar Yushalayim, Loinis Chalko, there was a din that Yushalayim had to be the Nachla of all of Klal Yisrael. In the original Chaluka Sa'aretz, it had to be the chelik of all of theirs. According to the Mand Amar Yushalayim Nischalko, so Yushalayim was the chelik of one Shevet, there was a din about the Mokom HaMikdash, that was a different gedder. That was a din that the kinyan moment of the Mokom HaMikdash had to have been to all of Klal Yisrael. And with this, the Brisker Rav answers a difficult kasha in Eretz Sugya. The Braisa says, what was in chelik of Yehuda, Harabayis, Leshokois, Ve'azorois, what was in chelik of Binyamin, Ulam Heichol, Kadosh Akdoshim, and the Braisa continues, Ritzua hoisayotze mechelkoi shal Yehuda, ve'nichnes lechelkoi shal Binyamin, u'bohoi mizbeach bonoi, u'binyamin atalikoi mitztar aleo. The Pasuk says, Binyamin was mitztar about the chelik that would be taken away by Yehuda. And the kasha is, Enechanami, in the original Chaluka Sa'aretz, these parts went to Binyamin and to Yehuda. But later on, like Rashi says, it was bought by the money of all of Klal Yisrael. Or like the Tosfos says, it was exchanged for Doishna Shal Yerichoy. So what's the difference whose chelik was originally in? Either way, in the end, it was owned by all of Klal Yisrael. And the Brisker Rav answers with his Yisoid, that there's two dinim over here. There's one din in whose nachlo it was. The Makom HaMikdash, in whose chelik of the original Chaluka Sa'aretz was it in? That's what Binyamin HaTzadik was mitztara. He wanted that the whole Mizbeach should be in his chelik. What happened later on, the Kinyan moment that all of Klal Yisrael got, that did not change the original Chaluka Sa'aretz. Binyamin and Yehuda still had the Mikdash built in their chelik of Eretz Yisrael. And that was what Binyamin HaTzadik was mitztara about. He wanted that it should be built entirely in his chelik. Now the Gemara, further down the Amud, discusses the din of Kohen Acher Sheskinu Loi Tachtov. How exactly does it work when the new Kohen Gadol takes over? And the Gemara says, Iru by Psul, Koidim Tomet Shal Shachar, Mechanchen Oisei B'Tomet Shal Shachar. Rashi explains that the new Kohen Gadol does the Tomet Shal Shachar B'Shmoine B'Godim, and the Lashon of Rashi is, V'yehi Mechunach L'Kohuna G'doylo, Koidim Sheyagia Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The point is that he should already be Nischanech before he begins the Avodah, which is unique for Yom HaKippurim. So he brings the Tomet Shal Shachar with the Shmoyna Begodim, and then he is ready to continue and do the Avodah Sayyim as a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara continues, Eleir by Psul Achar Tomet Shal Shachar. If the Psul happened after the Tomet Shal Shachar was brought already, so there's no Avodah to be done with the Shmoyna Begodim, B'may Mechanchin Oisei. How is he Nischanech to do the Avodah Sayyim as a Kohen Gadol? On this, the Gemara gives three terutzim. Rav Ado Bar Avo says, Ba'avnet. He's neschanech with the avnet. According to the Manda Omar, the avnet of a hedyet, all year round, is made out of klayim. So it's different than the avnet that the Kohen Gadol uses on Yom HaKippurim. The avnet of the Yom HaKippurim was made out of bad, like the Pasuk says, Ba'avnet bad yachkor. So there's a heker that is different than a regular Kohen hedyet, and that's how he's neschanech. Abaya answers, Leivish Shmeina Umahapich Betzinoiro. He puts on the Shmoyna Begodim, which shows clearly that he's a Kohen Gadol, and he finds some Avodah to do, like the Hippuch of the Ivorim, which is also considered an Avodah. And Rav Papa says, Avodosei Mechan Chosei. Rashi explains, Avodah Yom HaKippurim Atzmoi, She'ein Okshere El B'Kohuna Gedoyla, V'zeh Oivda Mechan Chosei L'Kohuna Gedoyla. The actual doing the Avodah Sayyim, which needs a Kohen Gadol, that itself is Mechanechim, that shows that he's acting as a Kohen Gadol, because this Avodah cannot be done by a Kohen Hedyet. Now the Pashas of the Sugya is, and that's the Lashon HaGemara, the Gemara says, B'meh Mechanchin Oisai. The Pashas is, we're talking about how the Chinuch of the Kohen Gadol works. And the Achronim all ask, from the Gemara early on, Daf Hei Amid Aleph, which says, that L'chatchila a Kohen Gadol needs Ribui Shiva U'Meshicha Shiva. B'di'eved, even Yom Echod is kosher and makes him into a Kohen Gadol. And the Rambam brings down that even when there was no Shemin HaMishcha, like during the Zman of the Bayis Sheni, so the Ribuy alone makes him into a Kohen Gadol. Now Rashi over there in Daf Hei Amud Aleph, Rashi says, "Ein li elo shehei kosher lovoy el oil moed biyom haKippurim elo mishis rabbi shiva." Rashi explains the nidin in the sugya over there is what is necessary to make him into a kohen gadol to be machshir him to do the avodas hayom on Yom HaKippurim. And if so, the Achrayim ask, the two sugyas seem to be a stira. The sugya over there, Daf Hei, comes out l'maskono that you need riboy at least one day. Less than that, it's ma'akev, he does not become a kohen gadol. And Ergamar is mashma otherwise. We'll start with the shita of Reb Ado Barahava. He says that as long as the avnet that the kohen gadol wore was different than the avnet of a kohen hedyet, that's enough to be mechanechim. Now the avnet, it's not the shmeina begodin. The Gemara over there is mashma earlier that the only way he could be mechanech if he's nisra b'yoyim echad with the shmeina begodin. The Gemara over there is referring to the pasuk that says shivas yomim yilbashim hakohen tachtov mibonov. That's referring to the levisha of the shmeina begodin, which the pasukim speak about earlier. And it's mashma, the only way to be mischanich is ayidei riboy of the shmeina begodim. Here it's mashma according to Reb Ado Barahava that as long as the begodim are different, it's clear that he's wearing them as a kohen gadol, and it's different than the begodim that a kohen hedyet wears. That's enough to be mischanichim. What happened to the din of riboy, which was mechayiv dafka shmeina begodim? Now, in Abaye's pshat, that does fit with the sugya earlier on. Abaye says he wears the shmeina begodim and he doesn't avoid with it. So that would be a keem of the din riba yom echad. But then we get to the shita of Rav Papa, and Rav Papa says avidosei mechan chosei. Avidosei mechan chosei means he does not need to wear the shmeina begodim, and even if the four begodim that he's wearing is the same begodim that a kohen hedyet always wears, that doesn't matter. The actual avidah which he's doing, an avidah which is kosher only on Yom Kippurim, that itself is mechanechim. What happened to the din of riboy? He didn't even have riboy of yom echad. Rav Papa seems to hold that riboy is not ma'akev. There's another way to do it. Avodosi mechan chosei. The Gvura Sarvi earlier on Daf Hei, asks this kasha, and he stresses that the kasha is only shver on Rashi over there. Rashi over there is the one who says, "Ein li elo shel nisra b'shivo." Rashi says, "Ein li elo shel yehi kosher lovay el oil moed b'yom haKippurim." Rashi clearly learns that the chinuch that's needed over there of riboy is to be mechanechim and allow him to do the avodah of Yom HaKippurim. And here the Gemara seems to say not like that. Here the Gemara says, Avodosi mechan chosei. Or even according to Rav Ado Barahava, the avnet, which is different begodim than the kohen hedyet wears, that's also enough to be mechanechim. So the Gvura Sarvi says that you could learn without, not like Rashi, that the sugya earlier on is not telling us what's necessary in order for him to do the avodah on Yom HaKippurim. Because on Yom HaKippurim, always you have Avodosi mechan chosei. And even though the pasuk over there, which the Gemara is darshaning, this is a pasuk in Achrei Moris, it's telling us who is the kohen gadol that does the avodah on Yom HaKippurim. So the Gvura Sarvi says, the pasuk doesn't mean to tell us that he needs dafka riboy u'mashicha. The pasuk means to tell us who is the one who does avodah on Yom HaKippurim. It's not a kohen hedyet, rather a kohen gadol. And who is a kohen gadol? A person who's nimshach v'nisrabe. That's the one who has to do the avodah on Yom HaKippurim. But in a chenami, there's another way for him to become a kohen gadol. If he first becomes a kohen gadol on Yom HaKippurim itself, then the chinuch could be through avodosei mechan chosei. The normal way that he becomes a kohen gadol the rest of the days of the year is only through riboy u'mashicha, because the rest of the year there's no option of avodosei mechan chosei. There's no option of being neschanach ayidei the avnet. So therefore, he needs riboy u'mashicha. But in a chenami, if he hadn't become a kohen gadol until Yom HaKippurim comes, then avodosei mechan chosei. And the sugya before, which discusses how much riboy u'mashicha is necessary to become a kohen gadol, the Gvura Sarvi says that's negeya for all other dinim of a kohen gadol. Kohen gadol has unique dinim. He brings a chavit in every day. He has different dinei avelos. He has to marry a besula. From when are all these dinim chal? From when he had b'dievet at least riboy u'mashicha, he becomes a kohen gadol. But ein echanami for avodas Yom HaKippurim, it's not negeya. Because when Yom HaKippurim comes, even if he was not Nisraba yet, he'll always be Nischanich with Avodosei Mechan Chosei. But again, this is not like Rashi. Rashi over there learns that the riboy that the Gemara is referring to is what makes him roy to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. The Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Kuf Pei Hei, Ois Beis, says similar to the Gvura Sarvi. He directs his kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Dalid, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Halacha Yud Gimel, paskins the din that with Mashiach of Riba Yom Echad, he becomes a Kohen Gadol. And on the other hand, the Rambam paskins, in Perek Aleph, Avodas Yom HaKippurim Halacha Gimel, like the Shita of Rav Papa, that Avodosei Mechan Chosei. The Lashon of the Rambam is im ira psul b'kayin gadol la'achar tamid shol shachar nichnas kayin achar la'avido v'avidosi mechen chosay. So the Minchas Chinuch asks, this is a stira. On one hand, the Rambam's mashma that b'diavad you need at least riba yom echad, and on the other hand, he says avidosi mechen chosay, and he says the same teretz as the Gvura Sari. As long as he wasn't nimshach and wasn't nisrabe, then he has a din of a kohen head, the inyan all dinim kohen gadol. All the dinim were not yet chal on him. Once he's nimshach v'nisrabe, he gets all the dinim kohen gadol. But in echanam, it's not negeya yom kippurim, because yom kippurim, as soon as yom kippurim comes and he starts to do avodah, avodah simechan chosay. But again, this is not like Rashi. Rashi on that face says clearly that the Rivi u'mashicha that we're referring to is to be machshir him for avodah sayoyim. Now the Chazon Ish in Siman Kuf Chav Vav Sif Katan Gimel has another mahalach in the sugya, and this mahalach could fit with Shitas Rashi as well. And he says in order to make the two sugyas coincide, we have to say two chidushim. The first chidush is that even though the pasuk says Milu Yodayim, which is the riboy that the Kohen Gadol needs, and until now we assume that means with Shmeina Begodim, this er sugya is mavur a chidush that Milu Yodayim does not only through Shmeina Begodim. Mil Yadayim means any way that the Kohen Gadol starts to play his role as the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, our sugya is mavur, that if he wears the four begodim, and they're different than the Big Day Kohen Hedyot, if the Avnit is different, that would also be a keem of Mil Yadayim. And according to Rav Papa, he says even a bigger chiddush. Just the Avodah, just acting as a Kohen Gadol, doing an Avodah which needs Dafka a Kohen Gadol, that is also a keem of Mil Yadayim. That's the first chiddush. And the second chiddush the Chazon Ish says is that once the Gemara says before that b'diyeved ribuy of yom echad is enough, that means one moment of ribuy is also enough. Then memelo we could say a concept of boyin ka'achas. The Kohen Gadol can start doing the avodah of yom kippurim, and at the same time he's being nischanech as a Kohen Gadol because he's doing something which is called a milu yadayim. So even though this avodah itself needs a Kohen Gadol, but at this moment he's becoming a Kohen Gadol. So simultaneously, he's being nischanach as a Kohen Gadol and doing avodah as a Kohen Gadol, and therefore the avodah is fine. So according to the Chazon Ish, this sugya, which says the Kohen Gadol could be nischanach al yedei the avnet or al yedei avodosi mechan chosay, is not a new way to be nischanach. It's not a way to circumvent ribuy u'mashicha. Rather, it's a kiyum of ribuy. The Chazon Ish is mechanish that this also is considered milo yodayim. As opposed to the Gvura Sari and the Minchas Chinuch that hold that Avodosei Mechan Chosei is a new concept. It's a way to get around Ribuy U'Mashicha. It's another way of being Nischanach, which can only be done on Yom Kippurim, as opposed to Ribuy U'Mashicha, which is done all year round. Now, according to the Chazon Ish, that really there's a Ribuy going on over here, so the Chazon Ish has to stress that even though L'chatchilo Ribuy needs Shivas Yomim, and here he's doing it with only one day, so the Chazon Ish says that if you're stuck, the Kohen Gadol became Tomei, and the new Kohen Gadol has to take his place, so that's called a Matzav of B'diyeved, and therefore Ribuy of Yom Echad is enough. As opposed to the Gvura Sari, he stresses that this new type of Chinuch, of Avedosim Mechan Chosay, that's L'chatchilo. That doesn't need Shivas Yomim Bechlal. So that's an afkamina between the Gvura Sari's Mahalach and the Chazon Ish's Mahalach. Is Avedosim Mechan Chosay even L'chatchilo? According to the Chazon Ish, it's only B'diyeved, because it's a form of Ribuy. Ribuy L'chatchilo needs Shivas Yomim. According to the Gvura Sari, it's even L'chatchilo. Now this Mahalach of the Chazon Ish fits very well with Rashi also. Rashi on Daf Hey that says that Ein Liyelosh and it's Rabbi Shiva v'Nimshach Shiva in the Havmin of the Gemara that you need Ribuy Shiva and Mashicha Shiva. So in order to be Machshir him to become the Kohen Gadol to be Oved in Yom Kippurim, he has to start his Ribuy 7 days before. But once the Gemara says that even Yom Echad is enough, so then Ein Echanami always be Basachas together with the Avodah, he'll be Nisrabe and he'll be ready to do the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. The Gvura Sari that we mentioned was earlier on Daf Hey. The Gvura Sari in Er Sugyo here on Daf Yud Beis seems to say something similar to the Chazon Ish. Al Kaponim, we have two Mahalchim in the Sugyo, and both of these Mahalchim understand that Er Sugyo is a din of Chinuch. We're talking about how the Kohen Gadol is Nischanech to be a Kohen Gadol. Now there's an entirely different Mahalch in the Sugyo, which a number of Achronim say, the Rishash, the Tal Torah, the Meir Arik, the Chofetz Chaim in his Pirush Lekutei Halachos. They learn that Er Sugyo is a whole different Shaila, and they base it on Rashi. Rashi Dibur Mascho B'meh Mechanchin, Rashi says, B'meh Hu Nikar Shehu Kohen Gadol. Rashi again Dibur Mascho Elo L'mand Omer, he says, U'mai Hekeiro Kuhuna G'doylo Iko Lahai. The Loshon of the Ritva as well. The Ritva says, B'meh Mechanchin Oysoi, She'tzricham Anu Shehei Nikar Lakol Ki Avoidas Hayoim B'Kohen Gadol. The Mashmois of these Lashonis is that we're not talking about how the Kohen Gadol is Nischanech. How does he actually become a Kohen Gadol? Rather, how is it nicker that he's doing the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol? How does he look any different than a Kohen Hedyot? This Kohen was always a Kohen Hedyot until now. Now all of a sudden he's doing his Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. How is it nicker that he's serving as a Kohen Gadol? Now what happened actually to the Din of Chinuch? On that these Achrayim all bring a Teres Kohenim and Parashas Achrayim Bais. The Pasuk says, V'chiper HaKohen Asher Yimshech Oisai, and the drush over there is, Eini Yelo Meshuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. The Lashon of Asher Yimshech is Mashma Dafka Shemen HaMishcha. Merubah Begodim Inayin, Tamaloy Ma'asher Yimali Es Yodai. Even a Kohen Gadol which never had Meshicha, like in Bayis Sheni, if he had Ribui Begodim, that's also enough. And the Teres Kohenim continues, Minayin the Rabbis Kohen Achar HaMismane, Tamaloy Ma'vechiper HaKohen. Now what is Kohen Achar HaMismane? So both the Ravid and the Rashbi Shantz in their Pirush on Torah's Kohenim explain Kohen HaMismane is the Kohen Sheeskinu Kohen Achar Tachtov. The Kohen who's designated to take over for the Kohen Gadol, that's who the Torah's Kohenim is referring to. He's the Kohen HaMismane. And on that we have a drasha to tell us that he's also Roi to do the Avodah on Yom HaKippurim. And the Ravid and the Rashbi Shantz explain that the Teres Kohenim is saying that even though he has no Ribuy Mashicha, still he's ready to do the Avodah. There's a Mefurish Drasha to tell us that he's also Roi. And the Achrayim bring the Yerushalmi as well, who makes this Drasha. And the Yerushalmi says a little bit more, how is he Mismane? B'minoy B'peh. The Yerushalmi says that B'minoy B'peh alone is enough to be Mechanechim. This is a unique type of chinuch which is only possible for the Kohen who is designated to take the place of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. He does not need Ribuy Mashicha Bechlal. And these Achrayim explain that Er Sugya was not referring to the din of chinuch Bechlal because we knew, like the Torah's Kohenim said, that a Minay B'Peh alone is enough to be Mechanechim. And the whole Sugya is talking about a different din. How is it nicker, like Rashi and the Ritva say, how is it nicker that he's doing the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol and not as a Kohen Hedyot? And that the Gemara answers either through the Avnate or that he's Mahapach B'Tzinor with the Shemayna Begodim. And according to our Papa, he doesn't need anything. Just by doing Avodah as a Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, doing an Avodah which needs a Kohen Gadol, that's enough to show that he's a Kohen Gadol. Just like Kelim Avodosei Mechan Chosom, you don't have to do anything before the Kelim are used for Kodesh. The Avodah itself is Mechanechim, it doesn't need any hacker beforehand. The Kohen Gadol as well does not need any hacker beforehand. And therefore, Er Sugyo is nothing to do with the Sugyo on Daf Hey. That was a Sugyo of Chinuch. And Er Sugyo was nothing to do with Chinuch. It's a Sugyo of how it's nicker that he's doing the Avodah as a Kohen Gadol. And according to this Mahalach, you don't have to say any of the Chidushim we said before. Really, Riboy needs Dafka Shmein Begodim, not like the Achrayim who said that Riboy could be done with the Avnate or if the Avodah was a Mechay Chosay. No, real Riboy needs Dafka Shmein Begodim. You don't have to say the Chidush that Boyin Ka'achas, that a Riboy, a Chinuch, could come at the same time as the Avodah is done. Because Er Sugyo, the Chinuch was already done with a Minoy B'Peh. And the whole Nidin is about the Heker. So Al Kaponim, we have three Mahalchim in the Sugyo, how Er Sugyo fits with the Sugyo earlier on Daf Hey. The Gvur Sari and the Minchas Chinuch learn that Er Sugyo is a Shiloh about Chinuch, how he's Nischanich. However, the Sugyo on Daf Hey is not Negea for Yom HaKippurim. Because for Yom Kippur, you always have Avodasi Mechan Chosay. You do not have to be Mechanichim before you start. It always comes with the Avodah itself. That's what's Mechanichim. And the Sugya before was only Negea the rest of the year, if we're making him into a Kohen Gadol, when is it Chal, all the Dinim of the Kohen Gadol? That's through Ribuy Mashicha. And by Yom Kippurim, it's with Avodasi Mechan Chosay, you don't need Ribuy Mashicha. And this Mahalach does not fit with Rashi and Daf Hey. The second Mahalach we said from the Chazon Ish, also the Er Sugya, the Nidin is about Chinuch, but it's not a steer to Daf Hey, because through the Avnate, or through Avodasi Mechan Chosay, that's also a Kiyim of Ribuy. That's also called Mili Yadayim. And therefore, even according to Rashi, who says on Daf Hey that the Ribuy Mashicha is for Yom HaKippurim, Ein Echinami, once the Gemara says that even Yom Echad, so then, like Er Sugya says, it's Boin Ka'achas, and there's always a Ribuy when the Avodah starts. Those Mahalchim both are to learn Er Sugya is a Shaila of Chinuch. And now we see the third Mahalach from other Achrayim, that Er Sugya has nothing to do with Chinuch. The Chinuch is with the Minei B'Peh, like the Teres Kohenim and the Yerushalmi say. Er Sugya is a different Shaila, how is it nicker that he's doing Avodah as a Kohen Gadol? Now the Gvur Sari, earlier on Daf Hey, he's learning that the Sugya is a Shaila of Chinuch, he asks a Kasha on the Rambam, which he mentioned on Daf Hey. The Rambam in Perek Daud, Klei Amigdash, Halacha Yud Gimel, understands the din of Ribuy Shiva is Loivesh Upoishit, that for 7 consecutive days, each day he puts on the Begodim and then takes them off. Not like Rashi over there on Daf Hey, who holds that he has to do Avodah while he's wearing the Begodim. And the Gvur Sari asks, if so, Since the Gemara comes out l'maskana that with riba yoy mechard, that's enough to be mechanichim, so all you should need in Er Sugya to be mechanichim is to put the begodim on once and take them off. So what is the Gemara bothered by? That after the Tamid Shal Shachar, there's no avodah for him to do with the Shmoyna begodim, and the Gemara has to say maybe mehapich b'tzinoira. What's the problem? Let him put on the begodim and then take them off. He doesn't have to do any avodah. And he's neschanich with putting on the begodim one time. That's his raya, not like the Rambam. Rather like Shitas Rashi, that Ribay Begodim is mechayiv for him to put on the begodim and do avodah while he's wearing it. Now the Chazanish in Simon Kuf Chavov Ois Tes, as well as the Evener Ezel in Perik Aleph Yemekipurim Halacha Gimel, they answer this raya of the Gvuras Ari. And they say, when does the Rambam hold that Levishas Begodim is enough even without doing any Avodah? That's only if he's ready to do the Avodah, and there's Avodah to do while he's wearing the Begodim. So then even if he actually does not go ahead and do the Avodah, that's enough for a Kiyum of Ribuy. However, over here in Er Sugya, once the Tomid was brought, and there's no Avodah to do, the only Avodah that has to be done is Avodah with Arba Begodim, not Shmoyna Begodim, then the Rambam would agree that the Levisha alone is not enough to be Mechanichim. This is a chiddush because the truth is the Rambam himself holds that during the Shivas Yomim of Chinuch, the Kohen Gadol is not supposed to do Avodah Bechlal. So either way, when he puts on the Shmoyna Begodim, he's not really roi l'chatchila to do Avodah. But nevertheless, they say that since B'diyevet, if he would do Avodah at the time, the Avodah would be kosher. So that's enough for Ribuy. He put on Begodim and he was roi to do Avodah at least B'diyevet. Mashinkin and Er Sugya, putting on the begodim would not be enough according to the Rambam, because there's no avodah to be done. There's no avodah that has to be done with Shmoyna begodim. The avodah that's supposed to be done is supposed to be done with Arba begodim. So there would be no kiyum of Ribuy according to the Rambam. And the Chaznish adds that according to Abaya, who says that he could be mehapech b'tzinoira, perhaps Abaya doesn't mean that he dafka has to be mehapech b'tzinoira. Rather, since there is an avodah which can be done, so then according to the Rambam, putting on the begodim is already mechanichim. Perhaps he doesn't befoil have to be mehapech b'tzinoira. On the other hand, the Chaznish says, since hipach b'tzinoira is not an avodah which must be done, so then it could be that he has to do a befoil in order to have a din of riboy, even according to the Rambam. Now we can add that according to this, the fear of Adar Barahava, who says that the chinuch is with the avnet, and the Chaznish understands that this is also called riboy, this is a kiyum of mil yadayim, if so, as soon as he puts on these begodim, which are riboy begodim, and he's ready to do Avodah, he can do the Avodah Siyam Yipurim, which is done with these begodim, then the Levisha alone should be enough for a Kiyum of Ribuy according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, all you need is a Levisha. And then afterwards you can take it off. As long as you're ready to do the Avodah like these Achrayim explained, that's enough for Ribuy. And if so, you wouldn't have to be Mechadish that it's Boyin Ka'achas, that while he does the Avodah with the four begodim, he's becoming roi, nischanich, and doing the avodah at the same time. Rather, he was already nischanich as soon as he put on the begodim, because he had begodim which were roi to do avodah with them. So even before he starts the avodah, lefi Rambam, he's already nischanich. Now the Gemara later on Amud Beis discusses the shaila with the avnet, the machloikis about the avnet of the kohen hedyot, and the Gemara says ki osa rovin omar avnet shal kohen gadol biyom kippurim divrei hakol shal butz b'shar yomayis hashana divrei hakol shal kliyim. Like nechlekul el ba'avnet shal kohen hedyot bein b'shar yomayis hashana bein b'yom kippurim. We're talking about the avnet that the kohen hedyot wears b'shar yomayis hashana and on yom kippurim. Now the Tosfos Hashanim over here and the Ritva speak about a very important shaila, a kloliistic shaila in Yuma, and that shaila is which, if any, avodas can be done by the kohen hedyot on yom kippurim. In general, we say all avodas on yom kippurim have to be done with the kohen gadol. Here the Gemara is mashma that there are certain avodas which the kohen hedyot can do. The Tosfos Hashanim says he could be mehapech b'tzinoira, he could bring the shnei gzirei eitzim, and these Rishayim discuss perhaps also he could do the Chumas Hadeshen. This is a shaila that Tosfos later on in Daf Chof Amud Beis discusses. The Pashtus is that the Mishnah on Daf Chof is mashma that the kohen gadol himself does the Chumas Hadeshen on Yom Kippurim. The Gemara says Mishul Chulsho the kohen gadol, before the kohen gadol gets weak, he does already the Chumas Hadeshen earlier on in the night, right after Chatzos. That's mashma the kohen gadol himself has to do the Chumas Hadeshen. And the Rishayim discuss this. The Ramban and Mohammed and the Baal Amor have a discussion about this also. The Baal Amor holds that the Kohen Gadol had to do all Avodas in Yom Kippurim, even the Chumas Hadeshen. And he says the Paisis, which are discussed in the second parak of Yuma, were not really done on Yom Kippurim. And he says that all of the Kravis, all of the Piyutim, which discuss the Paisis in Yom Kippurim, they're not really accurate. There were no Paisis in Yom Kippurim. The pace of Trumas Hadeshen was done all year, but not Yom HaKippurim, because the Kohen Gadol himself had to do the Trumas Hadeshen in Yom HaKippurim. Al-Kapanim, this is a discussion in the Rishonim in different places in the Masechta. The Ritva and the Tosfos Hasharim discuss about it over here. But Al-Kapanim, one thing you definitely see from Er Sugya, in the words of Ravin, is that there were some avodas that the Kohen Hedyot did, because Ravin says that the discussion about the Avnit was the Avnit that the Kohen Hedyot wore B'Shayim Mois HaShana and Yon Yom HaKippurim. Now one final point, the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash Perkei Alocha Yudzayin, as well in the Meshech Chochma in Parshas Emor, he discusses a very interesting chakira, and that is, every Kohen Gadol, is it the pshat that he's a Kohen Hedyot, as well as with the added maila of being also a Kohen Gadol? Or is the pshat that once he's appointed as the Kohen Gadol, he's a new entity, and he no longer has the status of a Kohen Hedyot? He's not a Kohen Hedyot plus, he's only a Kohen Gadol. And there's a few nafkaminas that he discusses. One nafkamina is in the sugya Menachas Daf Ayin Ches, which discusses the Minchas Chavitin that a Kohen Hedyot brings when he's first Nischanich. The first time a Kohen Hedyot does an Avodah as a Kohen, he brings a special Mincha. This is the same Mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings every day of his life. And the Gemara says that there's really three different Chayuvim. One Chayuv is when a Kohen Hedyot is Nischanich. A second Chayuv is when the Kohen Gadol is Nimshach and first becomes a Kohen Gadol, that day he brings an additional Minchas Chavitin. And there's a third Minchas Chavitin that he has to bring every single day of his life. And therefore the Gemara says, a Kohen that never did in his life did any Avodah as a Kohen, not even as a Kohen Hedyot, and he is Nismana to become a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says he has to bring three Minchas Chavitin on that day. One of them, because it's the first time he's doing Avodah Bechlal, he's becoming a Kohen Hedyot. And a second one, because he's being Nimshach and getting the mile of a Kohen Gadol. And the third one is because it's the Minchas Chavitin that a Kohen Gadol has to bring every day. So that day he has to bring three Minchas Chavitin. And the Yushalmi, the Kesef Mishnah brings, holds not like this. The Yushalmi holds that on that day he only has to bring two. And the Ar Sameach says, what exactly is the Machlokes between the Bavli and the Yushalmi? And he explains the Machlokes is this Nekuda. Is a Kohen Gadol only a Kohen Gadol? Or is he also a Kohen Hedyot with a Maila of additionally being a Kohen Gadol? And he says, if the pshat is that he's a Kohen Hedyot plus a Kohen Gadol, so this person who never did Avodah as a Kohen even, so he's becoming a Kohen Hedyot, he's also becoming a Kohen Gadol, and he has to bring the daily Chavitin, so he has to bring three altogether. However, the Yushalmi held that a Kohen Gadol is not a Kohen Hedyot Bechlal. So this person is going straight to become a Kohen Gadol. He's skipping the stage of Kohen Hedyot. So he only has to bring two for becoming a Kohen Gadol and for the daily Chavitin. And the Ar Sameach says, this Shaila is totally an Er Sugya. He says, it's totally in the Shaila, what was the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot? If the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of Klayim, so a Kohen Gadol that wears Shmoyna Begodim, he's wearing all four Begodim that a Kohen Hedyot wears, including the Avnit. The Avnit that he's wearing is the same Avnit that a Kohen Hedyot wears. So he's wearing the four Begodim of a Kohen Hedyot and an additional four. And if so, we can say that this Kohen Gadol is a Kohen Hedyot with the mile of also being a Kohen Gadol. However, he says, if you hold that the Avnit of the Kohen Hedyot was not made out of Klayim, it was made out of Butz, so the Kohen Gadol is wearing an Avnit of Klayim, he's not wearing the four Begodim of a Kohen Hedyot. So we can't possibly say that he's a Kohen Hedyot as well as a Kohen Gadol. It must be that he's only a Kohen Gadol and he's not a Kohen Hedyot.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.